Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining me. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Wednesday, and I haven't done this segment for a while. And I think we all need a little break from the politics. We call it Over the Hump and Trump because it is, of course, Wednesday, and we all need to sometimes, you know, not talk about Donald Trump. And today, given the fact that we're in October, we got the Brewers in the playoffs. By the way, folks, it's still the top of the fifth inning. Brewers 2, Cubs 4, with two outs, Bryce Turang at the plate. Given the fact that we've got the Brewers in the playoffs, it is deep into October. It is football season. We got the Badgers and we got the Packers. High school football big in almost all of our communities. And of course, if you've been watching sports news across the state of Wisconsin, some rumors going around that Giannis Antetokounmpo might be up on the trading block or a team possibly trying to negotiate a trade of our standout star here in Milwaukee. So I thought it was just an appropriate time to ask each and every one of you, out of the Bucks, the Badgers, the Brewers, and the Pack, which is your favorite team and why? What is your favorite sports season? Do you try to get in the Brewers games and the Packers games in October when we've got overlap of these seasons going all the way into September as well? How diehard are you for Wisconsin sports? 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. I have to start with something about the Brewers game that I was at with my dad this past Monday. It feels like it was already a week ago. I am, as you all know, a huge, huge Brewers fan. Grew up watching. I was a wee little thing in 1982 and 83, where the Brewers, again in 82, went to the World Series. Absolute heartbreaker in 83, where they got the 13 wins, and we had the George Webb giveaway. My dad and I were at the game on Monday, and so for me, as you all might guess, baseball is my number one sport. I tend to allocate my sports watching time when we got overlap of these seasons to baseball first until the Brewers are done. I really can't get my brain to focus on the Packers at all. But one of the things that has stood out to me is the importance and the changes that have been made to umpiring and refereeing in these three major sports leagues in the United States: football, basketball, and of course baseball. There is now, you know, a tape review in baseball for certain plays, but not for others. There has been changes made to how refereeing in football is done. There aren't really that many changes to how refereeing has been done in basketball, despite the fact that I think in the game of basketball, a ref can really have an enormous impact on the game. Of course, there are calls in football that come down to literally a matter of inches or toes. But again, the fact that they can review that tape, they got camera angles from all over the place. In my mind, it really is basketball most likely that a referee can have the biggest impact if they're not doing their job well. The only exception to that analysis, in my opinion, is a home plate umpire in baseball. Because in a game like baseball, without a clock, and where pitch counts deeply matter to the psychological strength and confidence of either a batter or a pitcher, given the circumstances, when a home plate umpire is getting things wrong, it can absolutely alter the outcome of the game. And if, as I did, you went and watched the film Just a Bit Outside, which chronicles the Brewers World Series run, there are many baseball aficionados that would say that the tide broke against the Brewers and that we were robbed of a World Series championships because of a single missed strike call. All of this, my friends, brings me back to this past Monday's game. Now, ultimately, the Brewers won that game. But by the end of that baseball contest, the fans in that stadium were absolutely tired and angry at the home plate umpire. So I did a little research in these last couple of days about that home plate umpire's accuracy ratings. And I was not surprised to find out, my friends, that while Major League home plate umpires' accuracy ratings are generally at 93%, meaning they get their balls and strike calls correct, generally at 93%, if not better, the gentleman who umpired at home plate for this past Monday's game, his accuracy rating was at 91%. Now, that might not sound like a bunch, but where you have an incredibly close contest, it is extremely impactful. And in fact, there were three instances where the umpire missed calls against the Brewers that had absolutely tipping point critical moments. The Brewers and their pitching staff recovered, but they actually can rate what the overall runs impact of the error rate of the pitcher, of the home plate umpire is, if you get what I'm saying, right? So what does the error rate translate into in terms of a run advantage for either team? Monday's umpire was so bad that it translated into a half run advantage for the Chicago Cubs. Let's hope that the home plate umpire at Wrigley right now is doing a far better job of it. We leave you this afternoon with the Cubs still up 4, Brewers at 2 in the bottom of 5. A man on first, no outs. Folks, go Crew. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for our Milwaukee Brewers.